Manifested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Have you heard of the show 90 Day Fiancé? I'm sure you've seen it. Maybe you haven't watched it, maybe you have. But just the premise of the show. So it's a reality TV show where two people propose to one another from different parts of the world. And then they've got 90 days to head to the altar, ready to say, I do. I get it to get married. Sounds crazy in theory, right? But it's not that crazy because in our ordinary lives, this happens quite often. Because the road to I do for some, it doesn't have to be a long thing. When you know, you know. There's no need to wait when you know that this is your person and you found the one. Some people meet and then within a month, they are married. So here's what I want to do. I want us to do a bit of research here. I'm looking for the couple that took the shortest amount of time from hello to putting a ring on it. Was it months? Was it weeks? Was it days? How long did it take you to put the ring on it? And also, most importantly, how is it going now? Progress report. And also, what was the one thing that made you think, man, this is the one? What was that inner knowing that you knew? I want to know. I want us to be romantic today. Because love doesn't take time. Hey, watch Celine Dion. Love doesn't ask why. You just put a ring on it. Ubone pambil. Talk to me. What's been the shortest amount of time that it took you to put a ring on it? And how's it going now?
With me and my husband, the late husband, actually when we met, he just said, the first thing I think that he said that came out of his mouth was like, "Uzoba umfazi wami." And believe you me, in a month time, 3 weeks, I think down the line, we started talking the marriage thing. So it literally took him 3 weeks to propose. So yeah, and we were married for 15 years. Last year it was 15 years. Yes, it was 15 years when he passed on. So yeah, so it happens. It does happen. Zanella,
wow, Zanella, I'm so sorry for your loss. Hey, but what a love to experience. Within 3 weeks, indaba say so tekil. Heh? Yaqondisa indaba. Wow. Let's go to Soweto. Butebuka, hello.
Hi, for the indeed.
So talk to me. What was the shortest time that it took you to put the ring on?
Oh, this is Andy. We dated 5 months, but I think 2 weeks he was already saying to me, baby, we're going to go all together. And I was like, oh, yeah, right. So 5 months later, on my birthday, he pops the question. I'm like, what? Yes, you know.
5 months.
And then Lobola was paid in April. On the 1st of April, and I said, it better be not April Fool's, you know. And we got married in September. And we've been married 22 years now. We celebrated our 22nd anniversary on the 23rd of April this year.
That's insane. Mother, so between you guys meeting and then actually getting married, what was that time frame?
It was just a little over, yeah, it was 13 months because he proposed after 5 months.
Yes.
And then there was lobola and then there was preparation. So we met in August and then the following year, September, we were married.
Sure.
So it's 13 months.
So vele, it was really the preparations that actually,
it took your time. Because it was... things and stuff, you know.
That's incredible.
But otherwise, I'm sure we would have been married much quicker than that.
I would think so, because if you're 5 months in already, say, toi, hey, you might so, okay. Yeah, and were you not nervous that, okay, you're moving too quickly?
No, I was more than ready. I'd come from a 4-year relationship, and I was like, I'm going to do this with this dude.
When you know, you know, hey?
When you know, you know. When you know, you know. And I also asked him the same thing. And he said, baby, there was just no way of letting it go. So, I just had to put a ring on it.
Yo, and then your families also weren't against the situation, because if you tell them the backstory, they're like, whoa, wait.
Nothing. No, not at all. My mom has just said, I'm young and I'm leaving the house already, you know. I just started working, so I'm a hamba and all of that. But yeah, blessings. I suppose.
I would give you. 5 months at 12. Hey, can you please? But, yes, and listen, we celebrate you and your love, you and your person, 22 years together. It really is a beautiful thing. Hey, wow.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. I want to hear your story as well. Maybe you're like Debucho, but it took you less than 5 months to say it or to ask, will you marry me or to get engaged or to get proposed to? Talk to me. I want to know the shortest time that it took you to say hello and then put a ring on it.
Handy, Makongana. This is Maori from Funaway. It took us 5 years. Our anniversary was on the 15th of August, and then we got married on the 4th of October, 1997. We met 1992 on the 15th of August. Then we decided that we're getting married.
Yes, if it was a contest, Mdase, you'd be number good. 5 years. Abantu batela 5 months? 3 weeks? Yeah, ne? If it was a competition, but it's not a competition, we still celebrate you and your love.
Hi, Andy.
Hello.
Love this topic on the show. So with me and my beautiful wife, I knew her. I met her. We went on our first date. And then 9 months later, I asked her to marry me on her birthday. And then basically a year later, we got married. And we've been together now for the last 14 years.
Sure.
So love really wins.
Hey, 9 months, clearly that it took the birthing process, really. Yeah. Some people are living, hey? Suleiman, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
All right.
Talk to me.
So I started dating in August, 15th of August. I proposed 15th December, 4 months later. Mm-hmm. We had our ceremony on the 24th of December, and we got married 28th of February.
What?
2 months after that, so 6 months. And we happily married 7 years coming February.
So the whole process overall took you 6 months. From hello to I do. Wow. Okay, and were you not scared? What made you know that this is the one, this is where I park?
You know, when you know, you know. When you have that feeling, you've dated a lot of people.
Yeah.
So when you know it's the one, you got to put a ring on it.
Come on, put a ring on it. And family, they weren't the ones who were apprehensive when you told them, hey, listen, I just met this girl about 4 months ago. Don't be alarmed. But we're getting married.
No.
Really?
No. Everyone was cool with it, yes.
This is incredible.
It was my time.
Sure. Hi, son. Okay, so if there's somebody dating me now, guess Suleiman, and what would you say to that person now that they must, you know, if they know? What's the one thing that they must know for sure that, okay, if the person has this, then put a ring on it. Don't waste time.
If they have a gut feeling telling them that this is the one and you are the perfect one for them, I'd say do it.
Hmm. Yeah.
I'd say go for it.
The gut,
but you never know. After 1 year, 2 years, you find someone else. And,
and you are sitting on a gold mine doing nothing.
Yes.
Okay, you heard Suleiman.
Put a ring on it.
Hey, put a ring on it. Suleiman said, if there's a gut feeling, in other words, mpegel, you'll get the gut feeling from what? The dish you cooked. I heard what I heard. Okay, talk to me. I want to find you. I want to celebrate you and your love that took a very short amount of time from saying hello. That's the moment you met to saying I do. So that means proposal, I do, all of that short amount of time. You heard Suleiman, 4 months, he knew. When you know, you know. So we're celebrating couples that really didn't need time to secure the ring, you understand? So they went from hello, they dated for a bit, and then somebody said, will you marry me? Somebody else said yes. And now it's however many years later. So far, the record has been 3 weeks.
Yeah.
3 weeks of dating, and then one of them popped the question. So if you were to get proposed to within 3 weeks, what is one characteristic or even maybe a thing that you would need for them to have in order for you to say yes within 3 weeks?
A zing. I know this sounds weird, but in the movie Hotel Transylvania, these are cartoons.
Of course, they as speak mom
about they speak about a zing, man. It's like an unexplainable feeling, because in 3 weeks I don't think you'd know enough about the person. But if that magnetic connection is so strong that you're like, I've never felt this before. Mm. Yeah, if the marriage doesn't work out, it doesn't work out, yeah, whatever. But the fact that I'm moving based mm-hmm. on a feeling that I've just never felt before, mm-hmm. and it's this zing I speak about, then yeah, I'd say yes. I'm just like, yeah.
Dark better
zing. Because I'm a retained soldier, it's mm-hmm. fine. If yeah. it doesn't work out.
At least you took
I'm
a chance.
Okay with that. Yeah, I took a chance. Mm-hmm. And what if it works out? We hey. Always say, what if it doesn't? Mm. But what if it does?
I mean, I think a lot of people, I think we isn't yes.
So?
Yeah.
It's fine, ma'am.
Bundles
right.
are gone.
Yeah, yeah.
We take, I think we see relationships such as these as they're supposed to have be problem free. So mm-hmm. when there's problem, it's like, no, because ni nana chata within 3 weeks.
Shishis.
But even if you got married in 5 years, problems are still there.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Juliet, what is one thing you'd need for them to have characteristic or thing in order for you to say yes?
Financial security.
Okay.
That part.
Yeah.
That part.
But you know, you're not sure even at 3 weeks. People can say I'm financially secure, but was it?
Yeah, they must just bring proof.
That's another bank statement.
Come on, receipt.
You know, that's another medical aid. You know, everything.
Yes.
Yeah, and I've experienced what Umbali is saying. Mm-hmm. You know, that zing. I've learned the word today, but yeah, that zing. You know, because I got a call and the guy said, I got your numbers from your friend. Hi. Ooh. And then Jiggy Jiggy Brothers wants to marry me within like 2 days. So hey.
Wait a minute.
Listen, record broken. Hello.
I thought 3 weeks was the record. 2 days, Juliet.
We're loping.
Okay, you said yes, right?
I haven't said anything yet, okay. But my heart said yes. We've got that connection, guys.
Mm.
Yeah, it's there. You probably won't see me next week.
Nazo. So you won't even invite us to this.
Juliet says I need to see bank statements first,
I'm
and then I'll say yes.
Leave. I'm just girl. Like, no, gone girl. I'm like, no, ma'am. Yeah, you just told me.
But it's a society.
I'm like, no, ma'am.
Juliet.
It's like eloping butterflies. What?
Eloping butterflies. Ma'am, I did not expect this within 2 days.
Yeah.
Melis Muse and I asked about Bonenian for him to propose because.
You guys
that's where the zing
it
is.
Well,
it's
you know?
The zing, guys. Mm. You know, it's one of those things.
When you know, you know.
Yeah, and the thing is, I always say in a relationship, what's the worst that could happen?
Well,
it
there's
won't
a list.
Work out.
Mm. You that's know, the like, worst. That's the worst.
You know, you've given yourself to a person and it just doesn't work out. Mm-hmm. But how many times have things not worked out, you know, in your life and you just, you're alive now. Mm-hmm. So, ma'am, just take
you live.
The chance. You live.
Sure. Feel good family, I want to hear from you. You took the chance on love. Time was not a constant for you. Hmm? You said, I don't need much time. I know you are that person. In fact, you really didn't take much time. It took you weeks, months, days, and you proposed. Or you got proposed too. And you said yes.
Good afternoon, Sister Andy.
Hello.
Yo. Na, basically, kituta monaka yungza kidula lena. Kamsamilo chola last year, kadi 17 June, and then kadi 20th August, ang engager, and then kadi 20 November, nearly negotiations takata mahadi. So after mahadi, we moved in together. Basically, it's a new journey. Ki today now we today now we enjoying it. Rajola maranyalani, you know, it's at a stage. It's a honeymoon phase, and I don't see anything wrong with it. I felt like it's the right time. I've been hurt so many times seeking, and eventually, yes, God brought someone who wouldn't even waste time to say bona to me umsadiwaka.
Domza. Living a great life. Because also when you know, you know. And sometimes people are just sent in your life. It's like they were held back in life. That they want to just... Isn't the mazenza go quick, fast. Hey, Temps. Hmm? Tembi. Say hello. Tembi.
Hi, how are you?
Ulele, Tembi. How are you? Tembi, your line. Do a two-step for me. Now, your line is very much dodgy. Please.
Is it bad?
Yes. All right. I think it's better
now. Can you hear me now?
Stay right there. Talk to me.
Is it better now?
Much better.
Okay. Okay, awesome. So, with us, my husband, I came with my husband in December. It was 2009. Mm-hmm. And then January, he proposed. Hey. And then March, he paid lobola.
Hey.
That very same year, 2010, October, we got married.
Jonga Philip was them, does it? Philip was there for you. Conversion rate, hey, agpelanga nonyaka. You said, why are we wasting time? It is, hey.
Not even. Not why wait when you know, you know?
Hey, and you
why
guys,
wait when you know? I felt it was the right time. And I felt I had nothing to lose as well, you know?
Exactly, exactly. And you guys got married and really met each other and really the happiest year of the country and really the world. Because 2010 was a good
it's
year.
It's been 12 years now.
12 years. And no regrets.
Yeah. Yes.
No regrets.
And it is beautifully, and I'm loving it.
Oh, Tembi.
Yeah. No regrets at all.
Yeah, Sana. People are living a red carpet lifestyle, and it's fine, Tembi. Pilan, Sichonga, Nina's Kapenina in this lifetime. Hey, Sana. Are you like Tembi? It took you, why did December, January, convert? Yeah, hey, when you know, hey, you don't need time, you don't need nothing. Even if it's 3 days, already you're kneeling down. Yeah, talk to me.
My husband and I, he proposed after 3 months, and he proposed about 4 times, and I only agreed on the 4th time because I told him I didn't think I'm a marriage material or a wife material.
What?
And he just told me that he wants me as I am. He's just looking for a partner. And I said, well, let's give it a try. To cut the long story short, it's been 12 years this year. So proposed in 3 months. In March, which is 6 months down the line, he paid the first installment of Lobola.
Come on.
In September, he paid the second, the final installment. We did members so, and we also got married, our traditional wedding. And in September, we signed. We got married. That's when we signed and sold the whole thing. But yeah, the whole process took less than a year.
Hey, Anne, when you know, you know. Who are you to question?
Yes, it's Andy, your topic. Hi. Ngiyashisa sana. Mina ngifunda umuntu wami ngiloku ngihleli naye sisendi. Sihlangane nge-21 zaka April, July, so move in as I talk. Month end, it's my lobola negotiation. I'm enjoying kakhulu, but now I'm at a happy moment.
Oh my goodness, congratulations. So December, that's it. Makori Kiri Nako. Hey, Ajiga Jiga Makodi. Ay, son. I'm so excited for you. Please make sure to update us on this process. Now we're with you now. Kuchada tinango. Oh, wow.
Anyway, I met my husband in September. Mm-hmm. In October, he made his intentions known. In December, he came to Pelobola and meet my family. In April the following year, we got married. Nice. And we've now been married 4 years. We're going on 5 years next year. So yeah, it's my love story.
Hey, listen, I can even hear you smiling. Hey, people are living a life, son. Tinanje's kapile. Hey?
Good afternoon, Sisendi.
Yeah. Hello.
Sisendi, I mean, it just took me 4.5 weeks.
Weeks?
You know, ntema ngithi inyanga iphelile, because I was a bachelor. Ngihlala ngiyone, kunzima, thenga grocery and all that. Ngathi no. Eating him tell you, this is how things I am doing, engine and so on. I am going to see what you be strong, good engine. You need to do things and then you save your money. And then so, what you might get to go on Salapa and I tell you, long because I just propose immediately.
4.5 weeks when you know, you know.
If you missed it live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.